Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I see Haji Suleiman Isop says, Malana, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. He's my engineer from now till 12, inshallah, Haji Suleiman Esop. Remember our beloved, wonderful listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And we welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Any questions you have for our program, remember it's 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Well, today is definitely the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1444, corresponding to the 28th of September 2022. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Bliss of Marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
A listener wants to know, Ustad, that they have two orphan sisters. Can they live with me in my husband's house, Ustad?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal year in South Africa, Southern Africa, and the second of Rabi'ul Awwal in most parts of the world. Nevertheless, let's read the dua. Reply, read after me. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood, which means that, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin, and a month of righteousness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Secondly, before we answer the question, we need to understand the definition of a yatim. People got their own understanding. Islam defines it separately, then the Western world has defined it separately. So Islamically, there are two conditions for a person to be classified as yatim. Number one, man mata abu, the father has passed away, biological father. Whether the mother is alive or not, that doesn't matter. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 93, Surah Wadduha, Almighty Allah states, Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala not find you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa Habibana Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as an orphan and arrange for your shelter? Surah 93 and verse number 6. So therefore we must remember, the mother could be alive or the mother deceased. But the first condition is Man Mata Abu, the father, biological father, passed away. Second one is this, that the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Muslim Sharif, وَلَا يُتْمَ بَعْدَ ihtilam, which means that once the daughters or the sons have become baligh and they attain the age of puberty, then remember they no more yatim. So now once we understood that, so let's use yours now as a case study. You are married to ABC, you are XYZ. And now you have got your two sisters. Your two sisters, their ages are 10, 11, 12, 13. Then it's haram for them to stay with your husband. Because remember that they baligha, or they're on the verge of being baligh. And the earliest a girl becomes baligha, mature, is 9 years old. And for a boy, Islamically, 12 years old. But if your sisters are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, then they can stay with the husband. But if they are around 9, 10, 11, 12, all that, then absolutely haram. Your husband is a stranger to them and they are strangers to him, hence not permissible.
Ustad, the advice on how istikhara works with regarding to marriage, Ustad?
Remember that istikhara means talabul khair. You're asking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala which is the best option. Understand the three terms. One term is shura, mashura, mushawara. That is when you go and ask people, you consult people, washawirhum fil amr. And if you want the meaning of mashura, mushawara, shura, istikhrajul asal, that when you take out the honey and extract the honey from the honeycomb, you take the best of the best out. So that is mashura. You went to ABC, you went to XYZ, you went to other one people, and you heard what they said, but you then took the best for your interest, Islamically, which is permissible, and so forth. So that you call shura, mashura, consultation. Surah to shura, chapter 42 in the Noble Quran, wa amruhum shura bainahum. Second one will be istikhara. Istikhara is you ask Almighty Allah directly. Now, yeah, you got 2, 3 different options. Option one, you got a lot of time, so you read 2 rakat salat. Like now you read, so remember that 2 rakat salat. Surah Fatiha, Qul Ya Al-Kafirun. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad. And thereafter, now you are the brother. You confuse or your fuses are getting blown that you don't know must you marry Sir Jamila or must you marry Aisha or must you marry Fatima, that you totally confused. So read now with me. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, khir li khara khire khir li, select the best for me. وَخْتَرْ لِي, and choose for me. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Same time what comes in your mind, in your heart, that you answer. There's no such thing in Islam, you must go and sleep and dream and all that. That is just a suggestion of some ulama. But that's not mentioned in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah and so forth. So that's an easy way. You, my sister, you confused now. Who must you get married to? Must you get married to Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali? So examples, obviously. So you got proposals. So same procedure. You in your menses, still you make istikhara. No problem. You don't have to tell him, no, wait for 1 week. I'm na pak and all that. Women got a lot of stories also. So you just read, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Even the man, if you don't read salat, it's fine. And you just read this dua, and then whatever comes in your mind, in your heart, so all that will be acceptable. And best will be, remember for istikhara, the options, every one is permissible. But you want the best option. That is what you are asking Almighty Allah. So talabul khair, asking Allah for the best. Remember that. So that is why you make istikhara. Then the hadith is mentioned in Maqasid al-Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. And what is there? Ma nadima man istashara. That a person who made istikhara, ma khaba man istakhar, wala nadima man istashar. A person who made istikhara will not be a failure. And a person who made mashura, he will not have regret and remorse. So therefore do so, and inshallah, whatever comes, then you practice on that. There's khair and goodness in that.
So Ustaz, can we have a mixed WhatsApp group with family and in-laws, with men and ladies who are mahrams and non-mahrams, Ustaz?
You can have, but you must have the administrator. If somebody remember that we got now 100 groups, 100 groups meaning many, many groups, thousands of listeners. Mm-hmm. So we don't ask them, you male and female and that. Today, this morning, some people, 2, 3, 4 people, Allah alone knows, that they say, put me on the group. We don't even know whether it's male or female. So remember, definitely some will be male, some will be female. But if we see anybody is doing any hanky-panky business, straight away we kick them out. You must remember that. So you, the group leader, the administrator, they call you. So you must monitor it also. Any complaints come, finish. You must just block that person, kick him out or kick her out. That is what. Obviously, best is to have separate group for males, separate group for females. Or if you're all mahram, brothers, sisters, family groups, so that is fine. But remember, sometimes now we're teaching thousands of people there and all that, so then it becomes, it's like saying that now you must remember that only men will get the tafsir and the woman will get this. And it's very difficult, all that. So you must be there to oversee it, that no hanky-panky business must go on.
I see somebody says here, Ustad, that how do I go about giving a divorce, Mufti Sab? What are the laws? Should I give it when she's happy, or when she's parked, or when she's by her parents' house? What are the laws? Anonymous brother in Africa, Ustad.
My brother in Africa, we are addressing you from South Africa. You are in Zimbabwe, in Zambia, Nigeria, Congo, Allah alone know where, or Haman's Kraal. So you, my brother, we won't tell you to divorce. We never tell people to divorce. We will tell you, wasulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. You must ask yourself these four or five questions which I'm posing to you now. Did you not go and propose to that lady you want her hand in marriage? You will say yes. So, do you have children? Most probably yes. Tomorrow, if you divorce your wife now, after 3, 5, 7 years, that same child will come to you, Ya Abati, O Father, why you divorce mother? What will you tell your son? What will you tell your daughter? And so forth. Next one, my brother, that who is going to benefit? Quran Kareem states, Surah 2, verse 102, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ, that the separation takes place between husband and wife because the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, he encourages people to do that. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, أَبَغَدُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الطَّلَاقِ, the most hated and detested thing which Almighty Allah made permissible is talaq. In Maqasid Hasana is when the husband issues the talaq, verbally, writing, whatever, اِهْتَزَّ بِهِ أَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shakes. So how can we go and tell you and encourage you to divorce? We will say, jorna, not torna. We will say, make the home, not break the home. That's what Quran is saying. So you must remember that was sulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. If you say no, you tried everything, you did everything, all this, then as a last resort, we will tell you that Surah 65, verse number 1, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ, then you issue one talaq, and that is in her cleanliness, and not when you had conjugal relationship with her. And then you take her back during the iddat period, before the iddat expires, but the talaq will still be valid, and then you will have two talaq left for the future. I don't know you, we don't know your wife, we don't know your families, we don't know anybody, anything there. But my advice to you, my brother, today is first Rabiul Awwal, or maybe Nigeria, or Hong Kong, or Congo, or wherever, Zambia, maybe second Rabiul Awwal, Allah alone knows. So you must remember that our advice, that say, Ya Allah, for your fear, for your love and your pleasure, I will not divorce my wife. I will go and ask her for forgiveness, and she will ask me for forgiveness, and for the sake of our children, we will make up, and then see how much mercy of Almighty Allah descends. Say, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. both parties, husband, wife, read abundantly, profusely. Surah 25, chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Give out some charity, and Allah Ta'ala's mercy will envelope all of us and all of you as well, inshallah.
The brother is from Harare, Ustad, and he says that he had enough. He caught his wife chatting with another husband in her car. They were sitting and speaking. So he says he likes your show, Ustad, from Harare, Ustad.
So you are in Harare, so you must ask yourself, be honest about this, that, okay, you, according to what you are saying, your wife was chatting with another man, all this and all that. You, my brother Abdullah, I don't know your name, I'm just calling Abdullah, because we all are Abdullah, slaves of Almighty Allah. I'm asking you, how many times you spoke to a woman that got nothing to do under the darurat, necessity, that you also were talking, you also were flirting, you also were doing wrong, but she didn't catch you, but you caught her, so now you want to divorce her. So I'm showing you one verse of the noble Quran. You, my brother Zimbabwe, you, my brother Harari, you, my brother Abdullah, okay? See what Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Do you not love Allah Ta'ala to forgive you? You know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the prophets, messengers, anbiya, rusul, alayhimu salatu wasalam. When the people, some of them were Muslim also, majority were hypocrites, but few of them were Muslim, and they also made that allegation and so forth, that something happened and all that to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. You know, sometime, yeah, propaganda, rumors, then you also just utter the words. So they also said, so then Sayyida Abu Bakr said, I sponsor you. Every week, every month, I give you something. And then you order, you did this crime against my beloved daughter. Wallahi, I'm no more going to sponsor you. Allah said, Ya Aba Bakrin, radiallahu anhu warda, that you must give kafara. And he gave the kafara, he paid it. And he said, forgive them. The more you forgive them, you, Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah will forgive you. Go read Surah 24, Surah An-Nur, chapter 22. So forgive your wife, because you yourself also spoke to so many women, flirted with so many women, and so forth. You can't tell me it never happened. So my brother, learn to forgive, and inshallah forget, and you and your wife will go forward. So that is my advice. That's what Allah is telling you. Chapter 24, verse 22. It's not that she slept with that person or something like that and so forth. And tell her that you saw her and you must warn her. If these kind of things happen there again, then you will divorce her. So, but at the moment, you both must make peace and ask one another for forgiveness.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. I love your jawab. I see the brother, he's crying, Ustad. I'm going to read what he said. He says, Aish, but that was the past, Mufti Sab. I only cheated twice on her, but I admit I was guilty. Now you're changing my mindset. We married for 25 years. This is the first time I caught her. Now you caught me, Ustad. Ya Allah.
You see, my brother, you also got skeletons and history and geography. 25 years marriage, and first time she did this, and now you want to go crazy. But you yourself, you say you were admitting twice you did this. Allah alone knows what and what you did. So you must forgive her. That's what Quran is saying. And Allah will forgive you and her. And then your marriage will be jorna, will be unity, and not torna, not breaking. How many children you got? So you want your children to suffer also? So no. And don't raise the issue again in life. Both of you that forgive one another, caress one another, make up with one another, kiss and everything else. So you must, and finish. It's history now. Look at the present and go on with the future.
I see. I see Mtondo says, that's why I like this program, sir, and I enjoy your show. Ustad.
Yes, imtihan do. So now we don't know imtihan do. Maybe it's imtihan di also, you see. So you must remember this. What about you? You married, you single, you listening to all the stories. You like stories. So you must make dua. You Muslim, so make dua. Surah 25, verse 74. Read 2 rakat salatul hajat every day. Today you read after Zohar salat. It's Wednesday. Is sahih hadith. Sheikh Albani also said is sahih rahimahullah. So therefore you must remember, you beg Allah. You're not Muslim, you become Sulman. You become Muslim. You see, if you male, after become Sulman, then we circumcise you. And then after we circumcise you, then we get nice and torn beef for you. So then we make your nikah. Alright? Say inshallah.
Ustad, no, you. Somebody says, my husband has collected a sum of 100,000 rand, Ustad. He wants to go to Cape Town and Turkey for holidays. Is it permissible to advise them to save the money and rather keep it for Hajj, rather, Ustad?
First and foremost, before all this, when you'll ask questions, I must go into the history, geography, then we can give you answer. Mm. You say your husband collected 100,000. How he collected the 100,000? Mm. Did he collect it halal way? Did he hit the lotto, the jackpot somewhere, some casino? Did he get some life insurance? So if it's haram money, then he must give it out to the poor and needy. He can send it to Palestine, send it to Pakistan, send it here and there, Afghanistan, where there are millions of people poor and dead. If it is halal money, leave your Turkey and leave your Dubai and leave all that. Tell him he must take you, the wife, children, holidays are coming. He must take you all for Umrah. So in that way, mashallah, you all will get spiritually boosted and your iman will increase also. So leave all this Turkey and Dubai and all this, half the places, there are haram things going on there also. So remember how many salat you will miss, how many haram things will happen. So if it is halal money, then go for Umrah, inshallah. Read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Speak to your travel agent or just go online if you know how to do it, and you just book for Umrah and everything. You go 4 days, 4 days, 5 days, 5 days, whatever. So there will be a wonderful experience for the whole, for you and the children, inshallah.
Ustad, I've got, I think it's a non-Muslim mate from overseas. He says, good morning, my elders. My name is Sharon. I need advice from you, Mufti. I live in an abusive relationship. I don't have peace. My husband, when he's drunk and sees people, he beats me like a dog, insults me, and threatens to kill me. We don't have children together. I'm confused on what to do because he's going to kill me. When he's sober, he apologizes and says he was drunk. We'll be listening to your advice, Ustad. That's what it says.
My sister Sharon, you see, I want to show you the beauty of Islam. Islam says that in Islam there is no swine and there is no wine. So swine, if you study the khinzir, the swine, the pig, whatever you want to call it, it's one of the filthiest animals. Therefore Islam said that bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part, every particle of it is haram, is unlawful, not permissible. And if you study the swine, you will know when they're mating, then the female calls more and more males. You see the orgies and all that. And then you take the wine, that was swine. Now we go to the wine. So wine don't mean wine only. All types of alcohol in Islam, absolutely haram. It is Ummul Khaba'is, Ummul Fawahish, the mother of all types of vices and sins and so forth and so on. So therefore, my sister, you must understand that wine and swine got no place at all in Islam. Obviously, today the Muslims are very weak in most parts of the world, everywhere. So you will find Muslim countries, Arab countries selling wine and dine and swine and all that, but that does not mean it's permissible. Now you, my sister Sharon, we don't know your history. You told us that you don't have children, but you married 5 years, 10 years, so you know your husband inside out, right? Do you see any chance of rehabilitation in him? That is he prepared to make changes in his life? And remember, when he's sober, he apologizes. But when he goes back to his wine and swine, then he gets drunk, intoxicated, he hits the hell out of you. So why must you stay in that marriage? My advice to you will be, you say you're living somewhere overseas, you should go to the police and lay a charge of assault against him. They should send him to prison and jail for all this abuse he's causing you. That is what Islam will say. Second thing Islam will say, if you as the wife see there's 5%, 10% chance only he will change. But 90%, 95% is not going to change. So you must then separate from him. In your culture, you can divorce him also. So you must remember this. So that is my advice to you, Sharon. But if you seeing that no, that this person, he is apologizing and he is showing remorse and regret and he will not hit me in future and all that, then you can think of continuing and reconciling. Otherwise, sister, why must you become a boxing bag and every time he knocks you and hits you and gives you a blue eye and a broken lip and a broken cheek and what and what and all. So, but the main reason is your wine and your swine. Once they get that in the body, then they go ballistics. You must remember that they're not in control. And therefore, I showed you the beauty of Islam. Islam says no drop of wine and alcohol and not one part or particle of swine. So that is why Islam promotes a pure and a chaste society. So my advice to you, sister, if it's not going to change, leave him and charge him. Let him go sit for many years in jail, and that will be the best solution for you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This one says, my husband for 23 years has been on weed for about 20 years now, Ustad. He has started accusations against me. He says that I look for attention from youngsters, even my own son-in-law. He makes filthy accusations about me. I am going off my head. He says he's going to change, but he never changed, Ustad. And I left him already 3 times before, and he promises to change, but he gets worse in each time. He's also a narcissist, Ustad.
Here there are 3-4 issues. Before I answer, I don't know, you know, because I receive some and I allow it. I'll be honest, I don't. Unless it's something very crazy, then obviously we will shout the person and tell him he mustn't send something. But otherwise, people send so many things to me. So now they got, I'm going to answer you now. This is just introduction. So the other day, today is Wednesday, maybe Monday or Tuesday or both days, somebody sent me that this Muslim brother, he's got a beard, everything, and he's telling the brothers, I'm going to grow weed here, I'm doing this here, I'm doing this here, and all that. So I told the brother who sent it to me, because I don't know that brother whose farm it is and that. So I told him, tell him that he's going to sell this weed to Muslims and everybody. So then they are, when he sells the weed, their tajweed will go totally off course. You must remember that. They won't be able to read Quran, they won't be able to read Salat, nothing, because you're making them drunk. So you must, so he wants to sell the weed, so he's going to spoil everybody's tajweed. So you must remember that. So that is how we just rhymed it up. So you, my sister, you are 23 years married. It looks like your husband is making wild, wild allegations. Remember that this is an old trick of the husbands. They guilty, but they play the blame game. So now he shifts the blame to you. You are seeking attention, that your son-in-law is looking too much at you. You're smiling too much with him. You are becoming too... But he is the guilty party. 3 times you left him already, you say. So now, my sister, my advice to you will be 3. 1, make istikhara and see what Allahumma khirli waqtarli. 2nd, holidays are coming. Tell him you're going and you're not coming back unless he signs this document. You put all your conditions there and say, if any time, one more time he does all these things, he accuses you or he assaults you or he does all crazy things, then one talaq, a buy-in will take place. So either you make istikhara, either you go away, temporary separation, and tell him you will return with these conditions, and if he's not prepared to, then you may consult with your parents and family what you should do in your situation.
She says he has no intention of changing, Mufti Sahab. According to him, he is normal. I'm the problem, Ustad.
Yes, that's what they say. Today they will tell you in South Africa that you must remember that you must have load shedding. This morning I was hearing the news. They said sometimes stage 2, sometimes stage 4, sometimes stage 6, sometimes stage 8. That this morning news, they were speaking about this. So they call that what? The new normal. What they call it? The new normal. So you must tell him that he's not normal, he's new normal. You must remember that he do unda. According to you, we answer the questions how they are posed, obviously. So if what you are saying is the truth, then he's not normal. He wants to be the new normal. Do unda danda, upside down things, and still justify it. So I gave you 3 options. Make istikhara, or either leave him and tell him that you will only return if he's signing this document and you make all the conditions, and if he violates any one of these conditions, talaq will take place. And 3rd one, you discuss with your parents and see what they advise you to do. So that is my advice regarding your situation, my sister.
I see somebody says, yes, salams, Maulana Hatia. I enjoy Mufti Sahab's stories, and especially when you laugh. I am 81 years old. Can I go for Umrah? Not good health. No money to take a wali. Make dua when Mufti go, I'll go with him. He's my son. Ustad.
Kala, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala take us all together. But now, Kala, you 81 years old and you don't have husband or you don't have mahram. So which kind of ticket we going to book for you, Kala? I think a one-way ticket, you see. That maybe you go straight Makkah and you stay there. Or Medina and you pass away there. So that is the dua you must make. You see, Kala? Say, Ya Allah, okay, now I stayed 81 years in this dunya. Take me to Makkah, Medina. You make the means and I pass away in Makkah, Medina. But you must go with mahram. That for Umrah, you can't say no, you're going to go without mahram and that. So inshallah, you make dua, Allah Jalla Wala will make the means. So see, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's dua. What dua is to make? Open Bukhari Sharif. In the ending of the Fada'il and Virtues of Medina, you will find it. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتي ببلد رسولك. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Medina Munawwara, the city of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it happened like that. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came, stabbed him, and in the end of 23, beginning of 24 Hijrah, he passes away. On the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala becomes the Khalifa. So Allah se mangna hai, or Allah se manwana hai. So my mother, that is what you're going to do and I'm going to do. What we're going to do? Ya Allah, give us more on Iman, on Islam, and let us pass away in the Haramain Sharifain. So Allah Ta'ala umid ko puri kar denge. Allah Ta'ala will fulfill our aspirations and hopes. Bi fadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through his mercy, grace and benevolence.
I see Sharon says, thank you Mufti for the advice. Ustad, Sister Sharon.
Right, you welcome, my sister, and keep the button on. Not you got your answer, then run away, you listen to the whole program. So it will give you a lot of advice and a lot of wisdom for you, for your future life also.
Somebody says, I would like to remain strictly anonymous. A very good show. But I am 18 years old. Can I marry my school teacher? I don't see anything wrong in that. Islamically, Ustad.
So your teacher was teaching you what? History, geography, or he was teaching you biology? You see? So you must remember that. So now you are 18 years old. So your teacher is what? 35, 36 years old. Uh-huh. So number one, he's double your age, plus minus. Now we have to go to Quran. Quran says, Uruban Atraba. What is Uruban Atraba? You must get married to such spouses who are loving, sharing, caring. And Turab Atraba, you are playing in the sand the same time. is not a must, but it is the preferred and desirable and virtuous thing to do. Get married to people who are like your same age. Then your outlook in life, the taste of your life, all will be almost similar. And marriage is for keeps. It's not like the kuffar, shias, we have muta and prostitution and all that, Allah forbid. So remember that. So you say you want to marry him. Is he married or not? You never told us that. Is he single? If he's got a wife, it's out of the question. You can't even consider it. If he's single, he wants to marry you. You want to marry him because you were his favorite student. You know why you were his favorite student, right? Maybe he used to give you extra marks also. Anyway, so now, sister, you must remember that you have to consult with your parents. Why? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha illa biwaliyin. See, sister, I'm giving you an example. You Muslima, I'm Muslim, be Muslim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So what you said, what I said, what we all said, La ilaha. There is no deity, there is no God, small g, illallahu, except Almighty Allah. So la ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Absolutely no deity, none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah. So Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us authentic hadith in Tirmidhi and Nasai, Ibn Majah, all that Mishkat, Mustad Ahmed. La nikaha illa biwaleed. So you can't get married to Mr. Teacher and Mr. Professor and all that until and unless your father and them give permission. You happy, he's happy, and he belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah, he's not Qadiani, Shia and all that. And your parents are happy, then make Bismillah. But if you're asking me advice, then I will tell you that the age seems to be a bit of a problem. That is what I will advise you.
I see the sister says he was married to Ustad, but he's a man of deen, Mufti Saab. He's well outspoken. I'm prepared to make a life with him, Ustad.
If he gave divorce and the age is also a big problem, so it's a no-go. Bad news. So remember that outspoken, all that, in the starting, everybody is come. He'll put lot of honey, you know, sweet talk and all that. So your father and them will tell you no, and I also will say no. So you carry on with life. You're 18 years old. Today you start, my sister, first Rabiul Awwal in South Africa, Wednesday, and after Zuhur, you read two rakat salat, and you cry, you beg, you petition Allah. You know the verse? Surah 25. Verse 74, where the first quarter of the 19th Juz 19 Supara ends. So read that by heart it and read it in Sajda. Allah will give you a nice good husband, 20 years old, and he'll teach you a lot of nice things.
SubhanAllah. Well, it's 18 minutes to 12. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Well, it's exactly now 16 minutes to 12. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. I don't know, Ustad, if you do remember yesterday's question that brother did pose, can I give my late wife's ring to my new bride-to-be? After Mufti Saab giving that answer, now my new bride-to-be, she doesn't want that ring of my late wife's. She wants a brand new ring. What do I do, Ustad?
So there I told you, new bride, old ring, it don't gel, my brother. So I told you, now what you must do, you must be a sharpshooter. So you got a daughter from your previous marriage, right? Your wife passed away or you divorced her, whatever the case might be. So you got the ring in inheritance. I explained everything to you yesterday. So for your new wife, you buy a ring, right? According to your means. And that one there, that your wife's one, the old one, you get it nicely polished, everything, and give your beti, your daughter, Ladli, tell her, oh, my popi, my daughter, this is a gift for you. So in there, everything settled. So wife will get new one, she will get polished one, both parties are happy, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
But Mufti Saab, I have been advising my wife to read sunnah, But she only read farada. Advise, Ustad.
When a person, male or female, undermines the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, see what happens. Anything you want to know, go to Quran Sharif, go to Sunnah Mubarakah, and you will find the answer. So let's give the positive first. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمُصْطَفَى حَبِيبَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ. If you love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we all claim, but that is just claiming. Our deed and our creed must correspond with one another. Then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me immaculately, follow me. So do the farz, do the sunnah, do my actions, don't carry on with my speech, everything. Then when you do that, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Today people want to become the beloved of politicians and beloved of mayor and president and prime minister and all it. 3/4 of them, 90% shaitan. And you must remember that we are human beings, we got shortcomings, we commit sin, all that. Yuhbibkumullahu wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So the criteria for success, we love Almighty Allah and we practice according to the teachings of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now that male, that female, that wife say, no, I read first, I leave the sunnahs, everything out, I'm very busy. Now the converse, the opposite of it, chapter 24, verse number 63. Surah Noor, our mother Siddiqa, the daughter of Siddiq Akbar, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-noor. Teach your females, your wives, your daughters, sisters, mothers, Surah Noor, chapter 24, 64 verses total. So the verse I'm quoting now is verse 63, the second last verse. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ أَمْرِهِ. Those people must watch out. They must be very careful who oppose the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What will happen? أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Such a trial, calamity will befall them. أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. A painful, painful punishment will overtake them. Chapter number 24, verse 63. So what your wife is doing, or whoever else is doing, and deliberately they neglect, undermine the sunnah, remember that's a recipe for disaster and punishment, and you inviting the chastisement and wrath of Allah. Allah protect us all.
Ustad, a strictly anonymous asking, is it permissible to use toys in the bedroom? What's your husband?
All haram, all that, not permissible. Remember, you see, anything you ask, you have to go to the history, geography. So I will pose a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when did TV come to South Africa? When? So I went to study Karachi, Pakistan in 74. When I left it, there was no TV in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We had the apartheid white minority regime. But they were people, they were Christian, but they respected religion. On Friday, on Sunday, no sports. That was the law that time. You were not allowed to play sports that time and all that. So that's why there was soccer, rugby, all that, all Friday, Saturday, all that. So they had it. So they delayed the coming on of TV because they knew how TV, well, the TV is TB. It will destroy the nation. So when I came for my first holiday, 76, the people were gone mad, Muslim and non-Muslim, because now TV came. Pakistan, we were there, they had TV long before South Africa. So anyway, then people, breakfast, lunch, supper, whatever, they watched the TV and all that, because they kullu jadidin laziz. You see, every new thing is a novelty now, so you enjoy it and all that. It's just a saying, proverb in Arabic. Now the TV was small, then it got bigger, bigger, bigger. Now it's 100 channels, 500 channels, 1,000 channels with internet and this. And so what you see, you want to experiment. So now you see all the hot movies, adult movies, porn movies, all that. So you treat your wife like a street lady. You treat your wife like a slut. You treat your wife like that. That is what's happening today. If I show you the questions I get, you can't believe Muslims doing all these things here. So why? So it's not the question of what you are asking. Go back to the question. that why are you watching all these things here? Therefore, I told you, when these youngsters tell me they want to become a Hafiz and all, I say, first thing, take the TV and throw it out. That TV is just like alcohol. Quran is giving example. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْئِهِمَا. Alcohol and gambling, Quran answered and said, the harm in it is much, much more compared to the benefit. So if somebody is honest and you ask him how much benefit in TV, so he will tell you 3%, 5%, 2%. How much harm? 90%, 95%, all that there. So where is our common sense when something is 90%, 95% harmful, and still we want? And not only, now we buy the bigger one, every room will have. So what the son is watching, what the daughter is watching, and then human nature is what you see, you want to experiment. You see our schools. Where you think they got the idea? 9-year-old girl pregnant, 10-year-old girl pregnant, where? There today, cell phone. And in the cell phone, if you just press one button, everything is available. You must remember that. So end result, 90,000, 100,000 girls pregnant in South African school. That is the tip of the iceberg. Remember that. If you go further, you will find it's over a million. You must remember this. So all haramis. So this type of thing. Illegitimate children. So you must come to pure life. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Don't become khabis. Surah 24, verse 26. Once you start doing this, then you get tired of that, then you do another one. Then you get tired of that, then you do another one. So that is how shaitan, zayyana lahumu shaitanu a'malahum. So all this what you're suggesting, not permissible, is get rid of the TV, then you will lead a pure. You can't even wake up for Fajr Salat, because they're busy watching. The men are busy with Hollywood, the women busy with Bollywood, the children busy with Robin Hood. That is the shaitans we got there.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
And if you want the verse about the alcohol and about the gambling, so Surah 2, verse 219, Allah Ta'ala speaks of it.
Respected Mufti Sahab, what is a Sunni person? Is it those people who wear the green turban, Ustad?
Remember that we all are Sunnis. Sunni means you believe in Quran Sharif. You believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You love all the Sahaba and defend the honor of Sahaba. We believe in the Awliyaullah. And we accept the four schools of thought. So you're a Sunni. Opposite of Sunni is Shia. So you must remember, Shias are kuffar. They curse and swear, the greatest people after the prophets and messengers. So remember that, whether they are Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhumah. So that are Shias, the kuffar. So that is the broad meaning. Then in Sunni, you get different groups. So you must remember that. So now the Tabligh Jamaat brothers, they wear white turban or black turban, so they call them Tablighi. So some brothers, they wear green turban, so they call themselves Sunni. But all belong to the Sunni Ahlu Sunnah. So, but they got different emphasis. And you must remember, is it opposition to the Shia? Shia the Pakka Kuffar out of the fold of Islam.
Somebody says, Ustad, that how does the custody process work in Islam? Is there such a thing as sole custody? What if the father wants to deny the mother access to the child or refuses joint custody?
You go straight to hell. You must remember that in Islam, even if the court says that, it's totally haram. The father cannot say the children will be his sole custody, and he deprives the biological mother that she doesn't have visitation rights. The children, they cannot go to her. All absolutely haram. The mother cannot do that to the husband. You must remember that, the father of the children, and say that I'm going to fix you up, you divorce me, now you won't see your children, and so forth. Where's the dalil, evidence, proof for that? In the Noble Quran, chapter 47, verses 22-23. See the Quran what he's saying. In tawallaytum, when you have authority. You say, no, the judge, they told like this. The Maulana, the Mufti, he said like this. And to, nobody will tell you that you must deprive. In the wallaytum, if you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. You want that son, that daughter, to forget his biological mother. How can you justify that? You want that innocent children must forget their biological father. How can that be permissible? See what Quran is saying. Chapter 47, verses 22-23. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on them who do commit these crimes, major crimes. For asummahum, Allah makes them spiritually deaf. Wa a'ma absarahum, spiritually blind. Yes, that is the law. But Imam Shafi used to teach us what he said. When I say he used to teach us, I mean you read his books now. Imam Shafi was a genius. Ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'as. You will get always a general law, and then you will get exception to the rule, exemption. If the husband, the father, or the wife, the mother, ex-wife, that they became murtadda, they denounce Islam, then you must prevent them from all these rights here. Because they murtad, man baddala deenahu faqtulu. A person who denounced Islam, became apostate, is a death penalty. So, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Or that person there is full of drugs and alcohol and so forth. If the children go there, that father or mother will make them also half drunk and take drugs. So then, in those cases, it's different. But in normal circumstances, for you to take sole custody and deprive the other parent, absolutely, totally haram. Chapter 47, verses 22-23. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, I suffer from migraines, Ustad. Is it right to take my frustrations and anger out on my husband? He says he will send me packing if I don't cool down. What du'as can I read for migraine? And I'm a sister, Ustad.
See, again, anything you want, you'll find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. I give you one Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif. You know in the noble Quran, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, the longest surah in the noble Quran is Surah Baqarah. Surah chapter 2 and 286 verses. So the last verse, there what Allah says, Surah chapter 2 verse 286, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah will not burden any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. Then it will mean that Allah Ta'ala is giving taklif ma la yutaq, that Allah is burdening us with something that we don't have the ability. So Allah will never do that. So Surah 2 verse 286. Number 2, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad ibn Majah, Idha amartukum bi shay'in, when I command you to do something, fa'tu bihi mastata'tum, then do it to the best of your ability. Wa idha nahaytukum anhu fantahu, and when I prohibit you from something, wa idha nahaytukum an shay'in fantahu, then you must abstain and refrain. So you can't say that you are suffering from migraine and headache and the sickness and that, so now it's beyond your ability, capable. No, you can't say that. So you want to vent your anger, your frustration on your husband, so your husband must get mad then. So you should turn the negative into positive. Read Surah Fatiha. Come read with me now, you sister, read with me Surah 21 in the 17th Supara, 17 Jews, and verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 83, Anni massaniya durru, Anni massaniya durru, Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me, the sickness has struck me, wa anta arhamur rahimin, wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that, and just after that you will find Surah 21 verse 87, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, read Surah Fatiha, give out charity, then things will get better. Don't vent your anger on your husband because of your migraines and then try and justify it. That is against the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Okay, we're to the end of the program. 12 o'clock now, the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter, inshallah, the noor of taqwa and the heart of tawbah. So by Mullah Suleiman Qattani, very good talk, listen to that. So at 1 o'clock adhan, and then we start a new chapter, chapter 72, Surah Jinn, all about the jinnats. So from 5 past 1, 105 to 130, verses 1 to verse 7, 130 to 2 will be Surah Sabah chapter. So remember 34 and verses 22 to 30, and thereafter will be 2 to 3, Brother Yusuf Ali, current affairs, 3 to 3:30, repeat of this morning's Q&A, 3:30 to 4, fiqh, the hudud, the penal code of Islam, so you know what punishments and so forth, 4 to 5, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, regarding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, simplicity in the lifestyle, 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of Tafsir, Surah Jin, verses 1 to 7, 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10, Brother Shafa'at, medical file, Dr. Ridwan Umar, and inshallah, this from Durban, and then more Sheikh Maida and more Salim Kareem. So till from now till 10 o'clock, wonderful program. Make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah. Today is Wednesday, so don't kill time and waste time. After Zuhur, make a lot of dua. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And of course, 4 to 6 tomorrow morning, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Suleiman Esop.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.